evidence from this home linking Laffer to the scene of the crime.
Richard Dormer is the Suffolk County, New York police chief. Anna Nicole Smith's estate has lost its claim on the estate of her also dead Texas billionaire husband.
The court sided with a Texas probate judge over a federal bankruptcy judge in the Anna Nicole Smith case, one that was so convoluted and that had gone on so long in the courts that both of the principal litigants in it now are dead.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Smith's four-year-old daughter and sole heir would have become wealthy. This is CBS News.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. For this afternoon, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy and hot. Our high 91. The heat index will approach the century mark. There's a chance of rain. We could have a thunder shower overnight. It'll be mostly cloudy, low 75. That's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original Overhead Door Company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone, a special edition of the Danger Zone today. I'm Jerome. My co-host Robbie V is not here in the studio with me because he is live at BISD today. We're going to check in with him here in just a short moment. Meanwhile, the Danger Zone is sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Bonnie, and the World Gym in Beaumont. So a lot of stuff going on today. We're going to have some trivia as well. Our phone lines are open at 898-4400. That's 898-4400. Feel free to call in if you have any questions you might want asked to someone at BISD. Now would be a great time to call in. I'll be more than happy to put you on air here. We'll listen to it. If you don't want to put your name on there, call in anonymous. I'm happy with that too. So, and I'm sure my producer Amanda here, she'll take that call and we'll make sure we get you through. So let's see. Let's start with a couple of things first, a little bit of news first, and then we'll get on to my co-host because I know he's probably listening right now, anxious to see if I'm going to give him a call. A couple of things I was reading about earlier. First of all, there's one that just really threw me off, is this guru he's supposed to be some kind of personal growth guru who had a seminar nearly 2 years ago. He held this seminar, and in the seminar, it was in Arizona, he has this like a sweat lodge. You go in and he packs in all these superheated rocks at part of his ceremony. During this period, he had a handful of people in this room. It was about a 4 foot tall sweat lodge. So it's real short, put everybody in it. And some of the people started complaining about not feeling well. They got sick, started throwing up. A couple of them passed out. And instead of him actually doing anything about it, he ordered more hot rocks. He ordered to put more hot rocks in it. Needless to say, three of these people ended up dying while in the sweat lodge. So he was just found guilty, I think it was yesterday, for homicide. They found him, this guru, guilty of homicide. Pretty amazing little story there. His name's James Arthur Ray. And it's kind of an off deal, the fact that he would actually... You know, I would think after the first person throws up when you've got them in a sweat lodge, that's usually a sign to go, hey, man, probably not a good idea to keep them in here. But he did, and now he's going to serve a little time for it. Took him 2 years to actually convict him, and he likes to call his thing a spiritual warrior retreat. So if any of you guys are interested in any spiritual warrior retreats, you might want to consider checking into the details behind it, just in case you don't make it. All right, so now we are going to get to, we've got to jump pretty quick to my co-host here. We're going to give Robbie a call. I got it, Amanda. We're going to give Robbie a call here and see if we can't get him on the phone. And I want to make sure I get the right number. Every time, for some reason, I have the worst luck when it comes to dialing out phone numbers, but I'm going to give this a shot. I should have it right here. Let me see what I can do here. All right. We're going to send him in today. Last time we did this, they escorted him out, but today we're going to give it another shot.
Please enjoy the music while you're partying.
That would be him. You got to love his ringtone.
Hello?
Hey, is this Robbie V?
No, this isn't. The wrong number.
What's going on, partner? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's see how this is going to go. Are we about to cut to a break, or are we...
No. We got a couple of minutes, and if we have to cut to a break, we'll work it out.
Okay, well, Benny is accompanying me on this journey, just in case...
That would be Benny Mac.
Yes, just in case I get arrested and thrown in jail and have to wait for my co-host to bail me out, which...
Well, we can
not very reliable.
We can always, if you get thrown in jail, we can always give you a day or two. Maybe we could do some, you can call us from one of the phones while you're in there, and we can do some interviews to some inmates. You never know. That always makes for good radio as well. I'm just kidding, Robbie.
No,
hang in there.
No,
hang in there.
That makes for good radio. But Benny is with me on this one. We drove around the parking lot before you actually called. And we were looking to see if we found, like, a reserve spot for Superintendent Calvin Walker or, something like that. We did find a truck with a Steelers logo on it, and Benny pointed out that he figured that Dr. Thomas would be a fan of the Steelers. But
I'm not putting those two together, but I'll go with it.
Steelers stealing money from
That's okay, never mind. I got it. That's too funny. Wow, that's too funny. Okay.
You know, when you have to explain something to you, it's not that funny.
Wait. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go in?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Start walking your way. Was there a lot of people or a lot of vehicles in the parking lot?
There's a lot of vehicles and a lot of nice vehicles at that, too.
Well, there should be.
On the drive-through, probably saw, I'd say, at least four Beamers.
Nice.
Very nice Tahoe, yeah. Cadillac. We're not even going to talk about the Nissan.
Mercedes.
I see a couple Mercedes,
Yeah, okay.
Some Lincolns.
Yeah, nice. Well, keep making your way in. So good. At least we know we have people there.
Yes, I did have to deflect a couple of bullets.
Yeah, that's funny. Do you think you're going to be able to make it all the way into his office?
I think there's a really good chance I will.
Okay, listen, here in just a second, we're going to have to cut to a break, okay? As a matter of fact, pause wherever you're at right now. Let's cut to the break right now because I want a full segment, so in case you do get in, we can take as much time as possible.
Okay.
So hide to the side.
That's what we're going to do.
Make sure you tell them that they're live. Remember, that's the most important thing first. Tell them, hey, we're coming in live with AM 1300.
I have to say that?
Yes, you do, and we'll be right back. We got to cut to a break.
It sounds funny.
I understand. We got to cut to a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hi, it's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Yeah, that's right. If Robbie gets arrested, we don't bail him out immediately. He's going to be dancing with himself, too. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. I've got Kim Kidder in the house with me as well. Benny Mack is with Robbie right now, live at BISD. Let's get back on the phone. Let's see what's going on here. All right, you still there, buddy? What's happening?
No, I'm not here.
Okay, just double checking. All right, so where are you at? What's going on? Have you even talked to the front desk yet?
I'm walking down the hall, and I actually might have some bad news.
Uh-uh. No, there's no such thing as bad news right now.
Because I'm looking straight ahead at what should be the office, and it looks completely dark.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
They knew you were coming.
They knew
they planned
we were
this.
It's not like we didn't advertise it.
It's just poor lighting. Someone just walked back there.
Oh, really? Okay,
it's
good.
Poor lighting.
They're dodging. Right now, watch. If they shut the door before you get there, just knock incessantly. Don't stop. Just start beating. No, don't do that.
I have a feeling they had somebody who was looking outside and saw you drive up.
scoping the parking lot. The fact that you and Benny Mac made about 4 laps around the parking lot
suspicious.
Looking at each one of the cars, yeah. Probably made them a little aware. All right, so what's going on? How far away are you?
We're walking in the door now.
Good. I'm Robbie V and live. Remember, live. Very important.
Hi, my name's Robbie V with the Danger Zone there.
We're live?
We're live on the radio. Earlier, we spoke to Craig Eichhorn. We were trying to get in contact with him. He said he'd be calling us back this week.
He didn't call us back, but we would like to speak with Dr. Carol Thomas.
We're out here. We're looking to talk to him, maybe Dr. Thomas.
Actually, we really would like to speak to Dr. Carol Thomas.
You're the only one here? Okay. Sure, I will gladly take a bottle of water.
Okay, where they?
Don't do it.
Make sure the cap has not been opened already, Robbie. Make sure the cap has not been opened. Hey, so is he there? Who's there?
No one is here. This place looks like a ghost town.
Well, there's too many cars out there. They're all hiding in a basement or something right now. Okay, somebody's got to be there with all the vehicles there. Did you see any police there already? Did you pass any of them?
No, I have not.
Okay, good. All right, so far, for your sake. Right now, we need to find out exactly who is there. Who on the Board of Trustees is there?
Did you ask if Eichhorn was there?
Yeah, but yeah, he did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. Let's find out, though. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's Harris or Williams, Jesse Haynes, anybody. Okay, what? Talk to me. What's going on?
We were talking earlier this week with Craig Eichhorn. Oh, that is you. Oh. Well, me. Nice to meet you. Well, we were talking, trying to get an interview, everything else. We didn't hear back from you, so we decided, why not come
up?
Let's see. Good to meet you as well.
Fantastic.
Ask
him if Dr. Thomas is there.
He would like to sit in with us, if you don't mind, if she's not here today.
Ms. Haynes would like to sit in, but she's not here with us.
Okay. Oh. Is Dr. Thomas there today?
Is Dr. Thomas here? Or?
No, he's not here. He's
All right.
No one's in his office either.
Okay. All right. So, assistant superintendent. Is Harris in?
Assistant superintendent? Which Harris? Why not? He used to be a principal when I was in high school.
Oh,
at Westbrook.
Is he in?
Well, not.
Well, the topic depends on who we're talking to.
The topic really depends upon, you know, who all we're talking to, you know.
If we're talking to Craig Eichhorn, if we're talking to him, topic basically is going to be about him coming in. I mean, we'd love to know how things are going with him since he's made the move.
Topics are going to be about, you know, you coming in and everything else.
How has everything been?
What you bring to the table for the BIST, everything else. You in particular. I mean, each person, I guess, based upon the length of time they've been there, everything else.
Or a curriculum person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to speak to a curriculum person about athletics. I mean, exactly.
You go, Robbie.
Why talk of construction to someone, you know, who's just writing the curriculum?
Right. Who would be there that we might be able to speak with that's part of the trustees, board of trustees? We need to find out.
No trustees, nobody.
Well, the trustees don't office here. They have their own business.
See, I told you they don't have an office
here. That's okay. All right. Don't make the Calvin Walker joke. Don't do that. He'll get all thrown off. All right. Well, ask him what we can do. When can he come into the station?
I know.
Ask him if he'd be willing to come into the station himself.
Are you willing to come into the station yourself?
When?
You tell me, Mr. Eichhorn. We'd love to have you.
What day works for you?
We're going to lock him down right now.
Do something. He would like to do something back to school, but the next couple weeks seem to be pretty busy.
Yeah, I understand that. Hey, tell him we'll only take up an hour to 30 minutes of his time.
Hour to 30 minutes of your time? It's not much, I mean.
Pick a day. Tell him, say, pick a day.
Pick a day.
There you go. Don't say anything else.
Yeah, we'll call you.
They're going to call.
We never hear back. Every time they tell us that, we never hear back from them.
See, the thing is, we just never hear back. So.
Everybody always says we'll call you back.
I mean, that's why we decided to come see what we can do today. I mean, we're busy people, I think. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. Just the fact that you said I'm loving you. All right, listen, tell him we would... you know what? You want to put me on speaker? Put me on speaker. Is he still...
I'm tired of relaying messages. Here you go.
Man.
Wow, that was loud. I'm sorry. Come again?
I'm tired of relaying messages.
That's awesome. There you go. Hello. Am I on speaker?
Not at this time.
Robbie, do your job.
Am I on speaker yet? Tell me if I'm on speaker.
They'd rather not.
They'd rather not what?
They'd rather not have you on speaker.
Well, it doesn't matter. Put me on speaker.
I put you on speaker, and they said they'd rather not. Well, and I put you off speaker.
I just wanted to speak to Mr. Eichhorn. Ask him if he'll just get on the phone. I just want to ask him a question.
Not at this time.
Not at this time. So they're dodges. All right.
Respectfully decline.
Respectfully. I understand. But we still want to set up a meeting or a day that he'll come in. We'd like to get a commitment. Tell him right now, we'd like a commitment from you. When can you come on our show?
We would like a commitment from you. When can you come on?
Perfect.
We'll give a call.
Oh, see, once again, blown off. We've got to cut to break.
Monday morning.
Okay, tell him we'll expect to hear from him Monday morning. If not, tell him we'll see him back at BISD.
We'd love to hear from you Monday morning.
You didn't say the rest of it. That's okay. We got to cut.
I didn't even hear anything else you said.
No, it's okay. I said, tell him. Tell him we hate to. Tell him we hate to send you back out, but we will if we have to.
We hate to send me back out. Apparently, I got nothing.
The infamous words of Robbie V. I got nothing. At that, we're going to cut to break. Robbie, hang in there. I'll call you back. I'll put you back on in a minute.
Okay.
wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice, clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks from diesels to Rolls Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Dean.
And I'm John the Rocket Man.
Join us every Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. for the all-new Tradio.
We'll be taking your calls at 898-4400 or Texas toll-free 877-898-4499.
If you've got a garage sale, estate sale, or livestock for sale, give us a call.
Check out our Facebook page at KSET Tradio. You can post your items for sale, or if you're looking for something, let us know what it is and we'll get the word out.
If you've got a car, boat, trailer, tractor, ATV for sale, let us know. We'll put it on there, help you sell it.
That's Saturdays at 6 a.m. on AM 1300 KSET, the Tradio of Southeast Texas.
If you're finally ready to take 10 to 20 minutes and sit down and pre-plan the final aspect of your life, you know, your passing on, well, then it's time for you to make the one call that you, your spouse, and your family will appreciate more than you'll ever know. Your friends at Greenlawn Memorial Park would like to show you just how easy and affordable pre-planning can be. And after you choose a pre-need plan with Greenlawn Memorial, there's something special. You'll also receive their child and grandchild protection plan. In the event that your child or grandchild that is still living at home passes before you do, they'll receive the exact same pre-need plan that you chose, absolutely free. And should you decide to move out of the Golden Triangle, Greenlawn Memorial can transfer your pre-need plan. You know, every month and every year we plan for things like auto insurance, medical insurance, and even homeowner's insurance. So why not make the call right now to take all the indecision out of the one thing that you are definitely going to use one day? Greenlawn Memorial Park. Their number, 962-8448. 962-8448.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. We've got Kim Kidder right now. Let's get back to Robbie real fast. Robbie, let's try it again. Robbie, you still there? You still in the office? Are you out yet?
I'm out.
Are you? Are you on your way back? What did they say?
Well, they said that they would
get out.
Was Monday, and that was the last of it. Then he went back into his office to do his job. Do the thing that we don't have.
That's awesome. All right, we'll get back here to the studio.
Okay, we'll head back to the
I'll see you here in a minute, buddy. Nice job. Okay. All right. Wow. All right, fell, Kim. Another fell. And once again, we ended up with the same thing we continuously get from BISD is, we'll call you. That's it. We'll call you.
And, or Robbie.
And we never get called.
I was really, really hoping today was going to be the day that Robbie was going to get arrested. I was crossing my fingers.
You and probably a handful of other people. It's all good, though. He didn't get arrested. I'm actually happy at that, too. I just hate that that we can't get through, you know, and we continuously do that. And ironically, I think, you know, we do have a lot of fun on this show,
mm-hmm.
and we like to keep our show entertaining, but at the same time, there's legitimate and serious questions that we do have, and we've tried to convey this to them on many occasions, and they've paid no attention to us, you know, until we force them to pay attention to us.
I just say Robbie just needs to go camp out.
Right?
Just 24/7.
Yeah, and just sit there and say, well, I'm here all day long, and then we'll just wait. And
eventually, he's going to catch somebody going in and out the front door.
Well, eventually, what's going to happen is we're going to have to catch them on we're going to have to catch them on campus somewhere at their own place. I mean, and, you know, maybe it's something we'll have to do during the midday or during the process of our early times of our day, and then we'll have to record it and just air it on our show. But I personally didn't want to do that. I like coming live. It's just my, you know, preference. But However we got to do it, we're going to do it. Because I keep saying this, just know this right now. If anybody's listening with BISD, and I actually have some people I like and I know that are on the BISD Board of Trustees, mm-hmm. And they're great. They're great people. I've actually had one of them in, onto our show. And, I'm not here to – I don't want to say I'm not here to bash them. I'm not here to – I'm not going to baby either. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yes.
I'm here right now to get answers, and I know that the public wants answers, and I think the public deserves answers.
I do.
So, yeah. Robbie did a great job. I know he's listening right now. Robbie, you did a great job, man. I appreciate it, and we'll see you here in a minute. Meanwhile, let's – I guess while we're on this BISD issue well, you know what? No, I'm gonna leave the BISD for alone at the moment. But we will do some trivia. Let's just do a little giveaway. And the phone lines here are 898-4400. That's 898-4400. We're going to give away a couple of passes to Hollywood theaters. Go see a movie of your choice. Great movies out right now. I originally, Kim, when I first started doing this, I said, man, I'm going to have to go watch all these movies. I saw and give some great commentary, and I went and saw quite a few movies to begin with. Mm-hmm. But there's so many movies coming out right now. It's just not time to sit there.
I still have a list that I haven't seen.
I know, and I'm like, now's the time. But you know what? If every now and then I don't mind going and taking in a nice little movie. Dinner and a movie is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. So right now, let's do this. This is one I picked out the other day. It's a little difficult, but well, maybe not. Maybe it's something easy to pick up on. We'll find out. I always like to see if mine are difficult or not, and sometimes I think I make them too easy for the public. Here's your trivia question. In the movie Superman, where does Miss Tessmacher's mother live, according to Miss Tessmacher? Do you know who she is, Miss Tessmacher?
It's been so long.
All right,
since
this is the original Superman with Christopher Reeve.
Okay.
And Gene Hackman played Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
And Gene Hackman, or Luthor's assistant, was Miss Tessmacher.
Mm-hmm.
And during the movie, they made some comments during the film. And she was afraid that he was trying to blow up parts of the world. She was afraid that he was going to blow up a part where her mother lived. So the question once again is, where does Miss Tessmacher's mother live in the movie Superman? And we'll take the first correct answer. Mm-hmm. So there's a little trivia sponsored by Hollywood Theaters once again. Are we break time? Okay. We've got to cut to a break. When we come back, hopefully it won't take him, Robbie V, long to get here. So we'll have some fun. We'll see what went down a little bit. We'll get a little more detail on everything. You're in the danger zone, folks. Stick around.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. It isn't an emergency, but it may help the faltering economy for a couple of months at least to put extra oil into the pipeline from the country's strategic reserves. That's from the experts today, like Phil Flynn.
I think it's a good thing. I think the global economy has been struggling with these higher energy prices. I think the hangover from QE2 is keeping prices a little bit high. With the ending of QE2, I think that little extra oil, this should bring prices back down.
30 million barrels to go into the system. Oil is down to just over $91 a barrel today in New York. Chamber of Commerce says playing politics with oil prices isn't cool. Karen Harbert.
Today we don't have a big emergency. We have high prices, but we don't have a supply disruption.
Oil Price Information Service, Tom Closa.
It's designed to send a signal to OPEC. If you're going to meet and not reach agreements to ratchet up production when production is needed, we stand ready to take some actions that can really spank you guys.
Speculators, he says, getting a spanking today. CBS News Update, I'm Harley Carnes.
You've heard about it, read about it, and seen pictures of it. And now, it's finally here. Introducing the future of touring. The new 2012 Honda Goldwing is now showing at Cowboy Honda on I-10 in Beaumont. You have so many choices with the new Goldwing, like satellite link navigation system, XM radio, ABS, and even an optional airbag. Yeah, you heard it. The new Goldwing has optional airbag technology. That's all in addition to its powerful and smooth 1,832cc liquid-cooled fuel-injected engine, heat grips, seat and feet warmer, premium surround sound, cruise control, electric reverse, and iPod connectivity, all standard. And best of all, Cowboy Honda is a Honda powerhouse and sells only Honda. They're a Honda specialist and an expert when it comes to gold wings. The only question is, want your new gold wing with an airbag? That's Cowboy Honda in Beaumont.
iPod is a registered trademark of Apple Incorporated. CowboyHondaBeaumont.com.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy and hot. Our high 91. The heat index will approach the century mark. There's a chance of rain. We could have a thunder shower overnight. It'll be mostly cloudy. Low 75. That's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original Overhead Door Company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
We're 3 years into this president's four-year term, and he's failed us.
We don't cover everything.
We are not in support of reducing Medicare.
Just everything that matters. Talk radio, AM 1300, KSET.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. My co-host Robbie V just left BISD Live. He is on his way back to the studio, so we'll see him in a minute. Right now I'm joined with Kim Kidder, and I guess he's with Benny Mac, so Benny Mac will be here as well.
Oh, fun.
Well, good. It'd be great to have him back on. All right, so we had a trivia question a minute ago. Trivia question is, in the movie Superman, where did Mrs. Tessmacher's mother live? So let's go to the line. We've got a caller. Let's see what we got here. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, you got an answer to the trivia question?
It's New Jersey.
Okay. Can you be a little more specific for me?
Newark?
No.
I just knew New Jersey. That's an answer.
It is an answer, and you're close.
It's the correct answer.
Yes and no.
You didn't get technical.
I know.
You did not specify.
You know what? I tell you what. I'm debating on whether I should make him at least look up. You know what? I won't take it. If you can call me back, if you can find the answer and call me with the specific answer. Can you get technical?
Okay. I'll give you a specific answer in about 2 minutes. I'll call you back.
You got Perfect. It. Sounds good. I'll feel better. All right. I'm not going to answer any of these other calls right now. I'm going to leave him on hold just because I told him I'll give him a shot at this. Because technically, to a degree, he's right. It is New Jersey.
But you want the specific one. Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking for the city. I should have said that. He's got a good point. I should have said what city. Or did I say what city? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did. No, I think you just said where.
I did. Yep, that's what I said. Okay, so he caught me. All right, Mike, you caught me on that one.
But we still want him to call
back
and give us the specifics.
That's right, and he will. He'll call back in just a second with it. But I do want to talk about something, though, really kind of cool I saw. This is just something I picked up on. Nick Hundley, baseball player, they were playing. He plays for the San Diego Padres, and they were playing in Boston. And they were playing in Boston, and he hits a foul ball. The foul ball bounces off of one of the rails and lands into a gentleman's beer. Guy's holding his beer. The baseball comes out and lands directly into his beer. Perfect shot. Talk about one game of beer pong. Huh? Anyhow, it lands in there. And so what does the guy do? He does exactly what he should have done. He stands up. Instead of taking the ball out, he stands up. He holds it up so the cameras get it real good. And then he takes a drink out of it with the baseball still in his beer. So I thought that was a fan. That sounded like something Robbie V would have done. Speaking of Robbie V, guess who we've got back in the studio? You should be on. Check it out.
Am I on?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got Benny Mac in with us. Hey, guys, give me one.
Am I on?
Yeah, you are. Okay. Give us 1 second. We're talking about this. Let me see. I think we probably have Mike back on the phone. So here we go. All right, Mike. Shoot.
Hack and sack. Home of the Bulls.
Hack and sack is correct, Mike. That's what I was looking for originally. That's why I didn't want to answer anybody else's calls. You got it, my man.
Cool.
Listen, I'm going to put you on hold, let you talk to our producer. She's going to get your info. You can come in and pick up your passes to Hollywood theaters.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Sounds good. Thanks for calling, Mike. All right, so Robbie.
So now we've got no more callers after this.
That's Robbie.
Kind of disappointed,
Robbie.
I came back for this.
No, wait, I'm loving it. So wait a minute. So you went in. And
first off, Benny will agree with me. This was the most awkward encounter I have ever had in my life.
Yeah. Okay,
and well,
I've had some pretty awkward encounters in my life, but no, it's just like we walk in. I tell them who I am. They go grab them. And he comes out, and he's just standing there. He's like, can I help y'all? And I had no clue who he was. So I was sitting there. I was like, I'm just waiting for something. And he goes, sitting there. And finally, he just asked if he can help me again. And I said, yeah. You know, I explained to him the whole thing. He goes, well, I'm Craig Eichhorn. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh, well, you didn't identify yourself at all.
Right.
And so we're talking. And then at one point, this random woman just comes into the room and just is standing there. And she's the one that's Eichhorn's kind of giving it and trying to be more courteous, I guess.
Forthcoming coming with information. Right.
Exactly.
A little bit, you know.
And then she starts, she's the one who starts in with the, we respectfully decline, he'll call you back, and all this. And then it's like his demeanor changed. And
it could be their attorney. I'm not sure who their attorney is, but I'm pretty sure they have a female attorney.
But no, I know it's not their attorney because I've seen pictures of her on KFDM and everything else.
Okay.
So I know it wasn't the attorney.
Huh.
But I have no idea what she does.
Well, then later on, we're going to have to get online and start Googling a lot of people there, and we'll have to see if you can't identify them. It's going to be
I got to vouch for Robbie's story. Eichhorn was actually pretty generous. He seems like a nice guy.
The other day,
they offered me water.
I know. They gave you and you're sitting here
classic
right now
cafe.
With BISD. For the record, listeners, he's sitting here right now with BISD Classic Cafe bottled water. That's awesome. And it says BIS.
Natural spring water.
Yeah, that's okay. Your taxpayers' money at work right there.
It was still steel.
We have our own bottled water.
Yeah.
I kept throwing it up in the air to see if water would come out of it.
Did you go in there like that?
Yes, I did.
I've been kind of nervous seeing you coming in there, too.
So at least I look professional,
right?
See?
You know,
well, for all they know, you didn't say a word, though, did you?
No.
For all they know, you could have been an attorney. They have
the whole time they were saying something about him, I was like, he's just my associate.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
And I was standing off in the background, just messing with my cell phone.
What was the look on their face? What I want to know is, what was the look on their face when you tried to put me on speaker? You said they were like, no, we don't.
Like, I put you on speaker for a second, and you were saying something. Am I on? And everything else, and then. What do you call it? She was sitting there. She was like, we don't want him on speaker.
It doesn't matter. You could have left it on.
Well, and I was sitting there. I was thinking.
You should have just left
it on.
Well, I
should have been nice.
Well,
you know.
No, but wait a minute. But right now, we're there to get. We're there. We're media, and we're there to get answers. There's no, you know, the nice game's out.
But here's the thing. I don't think he's going to call us back Monday. Like I said from the start, I don't think he's going to come on, period.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
And
he made it sound like Jesse Haynes was going to come on or wanted to
come
on. But I know better
than
that.
He made it sound like that both of them wanted to be on at the same time. And I don't think that any of them have any plans to. Now, he was very truthful in that Thomas was not there.
Okay.
They had Thomas's office open.
Right.
Which, by the way, got a killer office.
Does he really?
Oh, you have to take a look around?
I got to peek inside and see.
You should have taken pictures. You should have taken some pictures.
Eddie, this is what you were supposed to be doing.
Sorry, I'm not good with media relations.
This is it. Apparently, neither are we at this point. We've got to cut to a break, folks. I'm here with Benny Mack. This is Jerome. I'm here with Benny Mack, my co-host Robbie V. And Kim Kidder. Stick around. You're in the danger zone.
Howdy, sports fans. This is Mitch Hart of Heart of the Game. I'll be talking everything sports related, from who will be the tailback for the Longhorns next season to which first baseman you need to add in your fantasy baseball league this week. All of this and much more on Sports Talk with Fred Davis each Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Heart of the Game is brought to you by Kinsel Ford, your free tires for life dealer. Everything sports every Saturday from 6 to 7 on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
It's the summer to discover at YMCA of Fort Arthur. No matter what your age, tots to grandparents, we have a program for you. Discover fun, registering now for summer day camp and swim lessons. Discover sports, t-ball and youth baseball. Summer hoops, soccer, summer sports and cheer camps. Kids fit every Tuesday and Thursday evening. For the over 18 crowd, adult volleyball, racquetball tournaments, basketball clinics, and more. Discover fitness, the
The Y has everything from group cycling to Zumba. Personal trainers can design a plan just for you. Financial assistance available to make Y programs open to all members of our community. YMCA of Port Arthur, 6760 9th Avenue, 962-6644. PortArthurYMCA.org on the web. And find us on Facebook, YMCA of Port Arthur, Texas. The Y, we are for youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
Hey there, Jack Piper here. Why not plan to join me this Friday at Certino's in Mid-County, where I'll be taking my show on the road again? Not only will I have an award-winning Lighten Up Friday program, but you never know who might show up making a guest appearance. So the place to be this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. is Certino's in Mid-County. They're real easy to find right off Highway 69 at the Jimmy Johnson exit. That's Certino's. Come on out and experience live and local radio up close and personal. Yeah. On the road again with me, Jack Piper, at Certino's.
Hey, this is Jerome and Robbie V, here to tell you where you can go to get a great tan without worrying about harmful UV rays. It's our friends at Bronze Body. They have any and every option you can think of for getting that summertime tan you're looking for. Their spray tans are perfect for the person who needs to get in and out quickly. So if you want to get your brown on and look great for the summer, Bronze Body is the only place to be. Right now, you can get 6 months of Level 1 tanning for only $60. That's 6 months of Level 1 tanning for only $60. So come see us at Bronze Body today. Tell them you heard about it in the Danger Zone.
All right, there you go. A little triumph. That's old school. Very nice. Very good call, Amanda.
Better than Rush.
All right, so you're in the danger zone with Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by
the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont.
There you go. And we're joined with Benny Mack and Miss Kim Kidder. So I'm still kind of getting a kick out of all this.
And you know what was great is the first break that we went to, we were sitting outside. You had me on hold. Benny was sitting there, and he's like, I should act like I'm doing something. So he's on his phone, and he's acting like he's talking on the phone.
And tell me it rang.
I wasn't even really like focused until I heard something say or somebody or him say, "We need bucket trucks." And he was like, "We've got a high price operation going on here, and we need to buy or get some bucket trucks, and they need to be overpriced and everything else." And he just kept going on, and I was sitting there, I was like, dude, that is great.
You know what the sad part behind this? The sad part is I really would love to get Craig Eichhorn in here.
He doesn't seem like a bad person at all.
A great guy. I would love to get him here. He seems like a great guy. I mean, I don't know all of his background. I know he comes from a media background, that he was in media before he got into the school, you know, the ISD type or communications.
Yeah.
But he was in media in Houston. So he's familiar with I mean, he actually used to do the same thing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he shouldn't feel too bad. Matter of fact, he was pretty aggressive with some of the stuff I've read about him. He was real aggressive.
Yeah.
But so you were a little more light on him. You were pretty easy on him, which is okay. But because that's how Robbie
rolls. I don't feel that Eichhorn's the problem
now. I know that. No. But he can help us lead ourselves into where we need to go. I really would like to get him in because there are questions I have for him as well. Like I said, I said yesterday, I have questions for just about everybody on the Board of Trustees. I've got a list of questions for literally singled out for every single one of them. But eventually, the whole bottom line is we've got to catch Dr. Carol Thomas. We've got to figure out how to get him. I mean, I know we can do this. We've got a lot of collective minds that we can put together, and we're going to get him eventually.
Somebody's got to have his cell phone number.
Tell me, though, a little bit about real quick. Tell me a little bit about his office. You said you peeked your head in. What did it look like? What was it like? Was it like a resort? Was it beautiful, sparkling?
I'll tell you this. I peeked my head in for a second. There were two girls standing on the side of his chair. He wasn't even there. They were standing there with fans and grapes waiting for his arrival. I kid you not. It's crazy.
It's crazy what our taxpayers or tax dollars are paying for.
And I asked him how much they were getting paid, and they said, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Oh,
man,
Benny
Mack. That's where my taxpayer money's going.
Benny Mack.
The desk was made of gold. The room smelled of rich mahogany.
Keep it.
There was frankincense and myrrh spread everywhere.
There was many leather-bound books everywhere.
And then a choir of angels started singing. It was weird.
That's where it got a little weird for me, okay?
Like, how can we afford that as taxpayers?
Every time you said his name, the clouds parted. That is fantastic, guys. Look, this is...
It was an LCD screen above him. It wasn't real clouds. It was an LCD screen.
Honestly, it took up the whole ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can only do so much with our money. You know?
I mean...
Keep in mind, listeners, the name of the show is The Danger Zone. Wow.
I'm going to have that thought every time anything ever comes up about Dr. Charles Thomas.
I'm trying to grasp the
clouds parting.
That's fantastic, you guys. Well, you know what? I agree with you, though, Robbie. I don't think Eichhorn's going to call us Monday. He's not going to call us Monday, but you know what? We're still going to bombard their phones, and we're still going to keep going. Like I said a minute ago, we're not going to stop. You know, we're on a mission. We're on a quest, and I'm doing it legitimately as much fun as it seems like we're having. And, you know, even though it is a little slapstick on our side, the reality is that, you know,
somebody needs to answer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a serious part to all this, and I do take it very serious, to be honest with you. And you know that. We've had many conversations. I'll try not to talk about this stuff away from the show too much because I just get irate. Oh man, I get irate. Mm-hmm, I just get, and the more that comes out, you know, and the more we read about everything, you know, and Jerry Jordan, you know, is all on top of his game at the Examiner, and I know that I spoke with him a couple of days ago. He called me back and we were talking, and he's just full of he's a library of knowledge when it comes to BISD. Of course, he's been, you know, trying to get answers as well.
Yeah.
And so when he comes back this next week, we plan on getting together, and he's going to come on the show, and we're going to talk about this a lot more as well. We've got a really full house next week. We've got a ton of guests on.
Oh, yes. I've got a couple that I need to bring up to you that
Okay, good.
I'm going to have on.
But needless to say, I appreciate you guys doing this. Robbie, you did a great job. So
thank you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. I knew I could count on you.
Let me tell you this. It was a lot of fun watching his awkwardness, like from afar, like not just Robbie's awkwardness, but the awkwardness of the whole room. Like it felt like the room was like swelling, pulsating with just
Benny,
awkward
Benny, that's when
vibes.
You get the phone out. You got to tape some of that stuff.
But I was like, oh, this is too awkward for my phone. It might break down.
What did the secretaries
do? You have a Windows phone.
Yeah, I do have a Windows phone.
What did the secretaries do at that point in time? You said you went in, there were two desks, and you went to the one on the left with the secretary.
There was only one secretary in there.
All right. Was it Jessica, the girl we spoke to?
No, she was out today.
Okay.
I was very disappointed.
So what did she do the whole time in the room? She just sat there quietly and just kind of stared? Yeah. And was she uncomfortable?
And
did you make her uncomfortable?
Who's the one that, when we first started calling, would always answer?
Miss Antoine.
I think she actually walked in midway through it and sat down at the desk that had her nameplate, I guess.
Okay.
So I think she was in there as well.
But she didn't say anything.
She said nothing. I was wanting to take a peek at the phone, like see if they taped all of our numbers to it and say, do not answer these numbers.
Okay, folks, once again, we got to cut to a break. When we come back, a little more news and back with Mr. Benny Mac, Robbie V, and Kim Kidder. This is Jerome, and you're in the Danger Zone.
Hey, it's the folks from Dice.com, the career hub for tech, asking you, do you have that glum I'm on my way to fix more bugs face right now? Are you suffering from an I hate legacy systems headache? If you are, we can help. With over 70,000 tech jobs to search from, Dice.com is all about connecting the best tech professionals with the job they want. That's why we created the Best Job Ever video series, hosted by Veronica Belmont. Every episode profiles cool tech pros with their dream job at companies like Foursquare, Zynga, and YouTube.
Whether you're inspired by software engineering, mobile app development, or even video game design, you can find your next great gig at Dice.com. So head on over to Dice.com to get started. You just might find the best job ever.
Hi there, Jack Piper for Vin's Paint and Body Shops in Southeast Texas. Did you know that we are now proudly into our third decade of providing the very best in quality paint and body shop repair? When Vince Oliva began his business years ago, he promised two things. Number one, he would treat his customers with respect. And then secondly, charge a fair price. But he said, wait a minute, let me add a third pledge to that. We will do the work at Vin's Paint and Body to your satisfaction. Hey, that's a very, very dangerous pledge. We'll do the paint and body shop work to your satisfaction, not ours. But you know something? It's worked out well. And folks bring their vehicles to us for paint jobs and for paint and body shop repair. Again, we'll do that work to your satisfaction. By the way, did you know under Texas law you have the right to pick the paint and body shop of your choice? We hope you decide to make it Vin's. We have two locations to serve you. Beaumont 23rd and College behind Amity Supply. Midden South County, Highway 69 just down from the Schooner Restaurant. Make it Vin's.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. I've been a customer of Woodworker's Paradise for most of my adult life. Woodworker's Paradise is located at the south end of Lumberton on Highway 96 South. Woodworker's Paradise is the largest dealer of Freud saw blades, router bits, shaper cutters, and planer knives between Houston and New Orleans. I believe Freud cutting tools to be the very best. Freud manufactures their own Tico high-density carbide to make the sharpest and longest-lasting cutting edges I have ever used. I'm advising you to buy all your Freud blades and bits from my friends at Woodworker's Paradise. It doesn't matter if you're a hobbyist or if you're a cabinet maker. You will make new friends and find the Freud tools you need at Woodworker's Paradise.
Hey, this is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Hey, Robbie, summertime is here, and we got to look good for all those outdoor shenanigans. The only place to go is the World Gym in Beaumont. They have the latest and state-of-the-art fitness equipment, and their friendly staff are there to help you with your every need. You can join now with zero down and only $29.95 a month. Join today for a limited time only, and we will also give you four tickets to Schlitterbahn. Join the World Gym in Beaumont at either location and get that body you have always wanted. We'll see you there, and tell them that you heard it in the Danger Zone.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone. This is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont.
You are slacking off in that booth.
She's giving you. She's shaking her fist at you.
I'm not afraid of you.
I got money on her, though.
I do, too, actually. You should have seen what she did with a pistol on this
Osama
bin Laden thing we stand.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
She just pulled out a knife. And that's crazy. You have lost, girl. You ain't her man.
You lost your mind.
You may be hiding under the desk for a while. Anyhow, I'm here with Benny Mack and Kim Kidder. We don't have much time left, but I do want to go on. I do want to bring up one more little item that I pulled online that I thought was pretty interesting. So obviously, outside of Amsterdam in the Netherlands, a gentleman decided he had a nightmare and decided that it was going to flood his nightmare dream he had. He said it was a dream, but thought it was maybe a nightmare, and the nightmare said that it was going to flood really bad, so he did what anybody else would do in his situation.
Start a cult?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
That's what you do when you have a premonition dream like that. Right?
Actually, no. He decided to build an ark. So he has literally put together the ark. It is four stories high, and it's the length of a football field, and it already is seaworthy.
Wow.
So he is getting ready for the great flood. And he spent all this money getting ready to launch this thing. They actually have it today. The show today actually had him on.
Yeah.
And there's a video. We'll have to post this. I'll let you post this in a minute. We'll have to post this video onto our Facebook page. But it's huge. And it looks just like everything you've always imagined the Noah's Ark would look like. So I don't know if this is one of those. What was the movie with
Carell and
Evan Almighty.
Evan Almighty. I don't know if this is one of those Evan Almighty kind of things going on, but anyhow, I just found it when I saw
He's going to be so sad whenever it goes through a drought and he's just not going to be able to use
this
that.
This is going to be, right? This is going to be, or it doesn't flood. It's just going to have to sit there. And,
now, however, if it does flood, I think we need to petition him for a radio studio so everybody can still hear us.
Well, he did decide, that even if it's, if it doesn't flood, his master plan is still to sell the ship up to the up to Thames in time for the London Olympics next year.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's going to at least sell it up there. And he plans on putting a lot of life-size plastic animals aboard.
Oh, come on.
Yes, two of each type.
Wow.
So, what a wuss.
You just made that up.
No, I'm telling you, it's right here.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you, it's right here.
I want to see dogs and cats living together. Come on now. You know, like lions, tigers, bears, monkeys. Put them all on there. Come on, let's see it.
Well, we had a great time today, folks, in the Danger Zone. Robbie, you did a great job. Benny Mack, thanks for helping and assisting on
Anytime.
That. Kim, thanks for coming into the studio. I have been notified that not this Friday, but coming up after that, the following Friday, and therefore after, we will also be on our fifth day out of the week from 3 to 4 as well. So tomorrow we'll be on – no, not tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow is Friday. So not tomorrow, but the following Friday. So, but anyhow, it's all good. Thanks, folks, for listening. Up next, John Goodyear, then Jack Piper.
KSET News. I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. A Wisconsin man is under arrest today in connection with the death of a man found dead at the MCM Elegante last year. Deputies with the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office arrested the man after issuing a manslaughter warrant for his arrest. Police believe the man is involved in the death of 55-year-old Gregory Joseph Flanagan of Lafayette, Louisiana, who was found dead at the hotel September 16, 2010. Services have been set for a 26-year-old Groves woman whose body was found in a lake near Ivanhoe. The case is still under investigation. Funeral services for 26-year-old Melody Faye Sexton will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church. Rain was a glorious...